Here. This is a Why Didn't They Laugh episode. And you guys, some of you may have only just been seeing the mentally challenged things I've been doing lately. Why Didn't They Laugh is kind of like the first... how do I do this? Sorry, this is so ghetto today. There's like no Wi-Fi in the hotel, so I have to keep using my phone. Hi, everybody. I'm going to leave the normal chat on and switch to Super Chat soon. So I'll leave the normal chat on now just to, like, say what's up to peeps. What's up, Houston? Boom. What's up, Tony? But then once I start going, I can't have the normal chat on because I will literally not be able to focus on anything except for, you, like, what you're saying. But how are you? Yeah, no, the hotel Wi-Fi is whack as fuck, man. Today's Why Didn't They Laugh is going to be pretty sweet. I taped last night's... Oh, what's up, Jeffrey? I taped last night's set at the Orlando Improv, and I just uploaded it and cut it up and everything. Oh, shit. This is so ghetto. What's the max viewers lately? Max was up 2-something yesterday. Oh, thanks, Samuel. Yeah, I'm going to be doing Dallas. I'm going to be doing a whole Texas tour. Oh, thanks. Hi, Italy. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bello, because your name's Vlad. Nice. What up, dog? Hey, Mikey. All right, so this episode of Why Didn't They Laugh is I roast the fuck out of Canada and Islam. I just told my teacher one of your jokes. He had to stop teaching. Like, he quit teaching completely, or he, like, just at the moment he stopped teaching because he was laughing? All right, I'm going to switch off. I'm going to switch to Super Chat here. And it's not because you have to give me money. It's because I can't pay attention. I've said that 8 times now because I'm an idiot. I'm pretty sleep deprived. I started doing press this morning at 6 a.m. That's one reason why I was so vicious on Twitter. I probably slept 3 hours because I had a show last night. And I was on. Then I started doing morning radio at 6 a.m. And then we didn't finish till about noon. And I tried to take a nap, but I couldn't, so I just started working and cut up this episode. So, if I look a little beleaguered, that's why. I did just get a thing to trim my beard, so I'll take care of that. All right, I'm going to switch to Super Chat, and then let's talk. All right, so the first thing I wanted to read was a letter I got from somebody. Because it was, and I asked him if I could read it, and he said, yeah. Because I want people to know how many people like this are out there. And I was from Gregory. He said, sorry for the life story. This is such a good story. And it's such a hero's journey from yesterday's thing that we talked about. My name's Greg, and I was born and raised and live in Connecticut in 92. I'm a Polish kid who grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood to a single mother and a distant father with an opiate problem. I never did well in the academic realms, at least post-fifth grade, and ended up in some pretty dark places in life. I've sold almost every street drug anyone's ever heard of, and I was a twice convicted felon by 21. I grew up with a huge boner for history, in particular, which inevitably ends up in the political realm, and I grew up stereotypical police-hating street corner revolutionary. But back in 2011, when spending time in Hartford County Correctional System, I did a lot of reading and politically opposing literature almost as a joke, and that's where my awakening started. I got out of Hartford County in 2012, and today I'm 25, and I own an up-and-coming successful business that employs 12 people, all of which are minorities with criminal convictions, may I add, short of my mother and baby sister. And I have to say, I owe it all to people like you. People like you, Jordan Peterson, Steven Crowder, and Ben Shapiro have made an incredibly powerful impact on my life and give me an intellectual outlet. Because someone in a position like mine, and now a successful white person in an inner city environment, I literally have no censor. Oh, I have to censor my opinions for fear of actual real life repercussions. My past, which forgive my abrasiveness, but for lack of better words, is... far more of a black experience than any of the textbook thumping liberals who are telling me I'm an evil racist capitalist for believing in something like privatized education or removing a minimum wage. It's ridiculous how disingenuous people can get when probed in their axioms, as JBP once put it. That's Peterson. So sorry for giving you a couple paragraphs to tear through, but I genuinely wanted to thank you and remind you that you are taking ground and you are fighting the good fight. Keep your head up. That's awesome. And that's just, it means a lot to me when people write stuff like that. And I want, and I read it out loud not to, be like, yeah, look how cool I am. But, because I want people to know that this is normal. Like, to feel some of these things and be like, wait a minute. The fact I don't believe in a minimum wage doesn't make me a racist. It means that I've studied economics. And people are starting to not take the shit anymore. Okay, let's get into why did they laugh. All right, this first clip, this kind of sets the tone for the whole show. Let's see if I can just flip. All right, this is ghetto, but... All right, so I'm in Orlando in this clip. Ready?
For real, like, there's a good vibe in Orlando. Yeah. What's that? So, you don't think so? Tell me your side. I want to hear what you have to say. You think people are dicks here?
Yes.
When was the last time you've been to New York?
Okay. The reason that's important is because of who said it. That is the Canadians. I develop a real adversarial relationship with these Canadians. But the nature of Why Didn't They Laugh is about jokes not working, and I want us to all brainstorm of how to make it better. Okay, so I'm riffing on Islam, and obviously that gets uncomfort. But I don't want it to get uncomfort. I think it's ripe to be mocked, and it's weird not to. It's weird how people can mock Christians all day long, and no one can mock Muslims, so I just will. And comment or email me on this video after we're done, or you can super chat me, and let me know if you have any ideas for this joke, but it gets pretty intense.
I'm fine with Muslims, you know, unless they're praying on an airplane. That's all I ask, man. You can stay. You don't have to be logged in a book. But just don't fucking pray on an active runway. I was talking to my Muslim buddy about that. I was telling him this because I don't know what to say, what not to say, apparently. He's like, why can't I fucking pray? You pray on planes? I go, yeah, because my God is kind. I'm like, I don't always hear God. In fact, I never have, but I know he's there because I feel grateful for my beautiful wife, you know? And he makes me want to be a better person, but your God makes you want to fucking blow up the airplane. So why don't you just pump the brakes a little on that? He's like, it's the same God. I'm like, is it? Just a fucking joke. Don't get uncomfortable. I know this is Orlando, but it's fine. There's a mouse running around. I think you have different things to worry about. There's a giant mouse in a costume trying to grab your children. And you guys are like, oh, concepts in a comedy club. You have a giant mouse grabbing children. Disguised. If you're truly not racist, you keep sounding racist. Because I can't go with I only make fun of the whites. I can't do it. Because that's fucked up. Sorry. Not really, though. But you can't make fun of Muslim. Yes, I can. They fucking dress their chicks up like ninjas. Can you imagine? Hear me the fuck out. If I came on stage in a fucking ski mask, no one's freaked out? It's not the religion, it's the face mask. Dude, if I came on stage in a ski mask, someone would call the cops and no one would say, oh, that's Owenophobic. No. You don't wear a fucking mask! If anyone has a counter argument, I'd love to hear it. Tell me why you should wear a mask on a plane while you're praying loudly. Anyway.
All right. So I was riffing there a bit. And I, if I'm swearing a bit in this one, in this show, it's because the crowd's kind of hammered and they kind of just...
That's so bright. Why did I make that so bright?
But there's some dead spots here. So let's just go through this and see what we can do better. The beginning, I think, works.
I'm fine with Muslims, you know, unless they're praying on an airplane.
Like, that joke works, I feel like. I feel like that joke just works as it is. But the rest needs work. So this is what we got next.
That's all I ask, man. You can stay. You don't have to be logged in a book.
All right, that can be funnier. You can stay. I think it's funnier if I make something sound... Oh, thanks, Marlo. Appreciate the $2, buddy. It's funnier if it's like over the top. Like, this is, you know, you can stay. You don't have to be logged in a book. What about, you know, you can stay. You don't have to get rounded up. You know, like, I make something over the top sound like it's a colloquialism. Like, it's something that people just talk about. Like, you don't have to get rounded up. I think that could make it funnier. Let's see what we got next.
Don't fucking pray on an active runway.
I shouldn't swear. Swearing always takes away from the joke, but there was people in the front row talking a lot, so I was just trying to overpower. It was kind of it's a crutch, but when you're in a drunk environment, it usually...
I was talking to my Muslim buddy about that. I was telling him this because I don't know what to say, what not to say, apparently.
That can be cut. That's pointless.
Like, why can't I fucking pray? You prayed on planes? I go, yeah, because my God is kind.
That works as is.
I'm like, I don't always hear God. In fact, that never happened. I know he's there because I feel grateful for my beautiful life, you know? And he makes me want to be a better person, but your God makes you want to fucking blow up the airplane.
I think that could be funnier if I say, my God doesn't tell me anything. I can't, oh, thanks, Whitney. He doesn't, but I know he's there. And, because I'm grateful for like what I just said. I'm like, but your God does tell you stuff like blow up the airplane. And a lot of it is the facial expressions of it.
Just pump the brakes a little on that.
Tell you what, really funny stuff. I felt like I was at that club, so here's my ticket price. Oh, thanks, Jeffrey. Yeah, I appreciate you, buddy. There's a lot more jokes here. This is just the beginning, and we're going to analyze this SportsCenter style. This is why I enjoy Why Don't They Laugh, because it's like we get to analyze this shit. I'm going to tweet this out, too. Hang on. Share to my Twitter. To my Twitter. Okay, so, like, instead of pump the brakes, I can say ground the plane. So let's just ground that plane, since we're talking about planes.
He's like, it's the same God. I'm like, is it? Just a fucking joke.
This is when I'm just going off the rails. This needs some polishing, obviously. This is just me. This is not pre-written.
Don't get uncomfortable. I know this is Orlando, but it's fine. There's a mouse running around. I think you have different things to worry about. There's a giant mouse in a costume trying to grab your children. And you guys are like, oh, concepts in a comedy club. You have a giant mouse grabbing children.
Yeah, I was going to bring Amy and Walter, but it was the same price for like a 1.5-year-old. And he wouldn't remember it anyway. Like going to Disney World. And so that was one of the arguments I was making to Amy, because she loves Disney World. I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want a giant mouse, like a guy in a mask trying to grab the kids. She was laughing, so I wrote it down on a little piece of paper. So that works. But this part, oh yeah, the mask stuff is legit, because I was with a buddy in England who is Muslim, but he's like the American Muslim, like the chill type. Like the type that's like your chiropractor. The ones that originally fled these people, like in the late 70s when the Ayatollah got power. I did a whole podcast about that, the different types. And he was freaked out by the masks, by the burqas, man. Burqas are fucking freaky to see. I don't know if they evolved from like sandstorms, but it's just in Canada, which you will see. Canada is about to get a roasting, but in Canada, they're gonna make it so you can wear a burqa on your fucking driver's license. That takes away the whole point of an ID is to identify someone. You need a face.
Disguised.
Marlo, call me when your God gets past. Oh, dude, that's great. Yeah, why don't you call me when your God gets past stoning people? That's a great line, buddy. Thank you for that.
Not racist. You keep sounding racist because I can't.
That's
go-
a point I really want to stress. Actually, not racist people keep being called racist because they aren't being racist. If we can make fun of white people, black people can make fun of white people, and Muslims can make fun of Christians, we have to be able to make fun of them, or else that is racism. And race, that's not reverse racism, it just is racism.
I only make fun of the whites. I can't do it. Because that's fucked up. Sorry. Not really though. But you can't make fun of Muslims. Yes, I can. They fucking dress their chicks up like ninjas.
Okay, so what's funnier, that, or they dress their chicks up like 9th century Chinese assassins? I don't know. Ninjas is faster, but the other one's more descriptive.
Can you imagine? Hear me out. Hear me the fuck out.
Jesus.
If I came on stage in a fucking ski mask, no one...
Okay, stage isn't the funny one. If I go into a bank for a loan and I'm wearing a ski mask, someone's gonna shoot me. But... this chick goes into a bank wearing a ski mask, and everyone calls her brave? That's funnier.
Freaked out? It's not the religion, it's the face mask. Dude, if I came on stage in a ski mask, someone would call the cops and no one would say,
Ron, thanks, buddy. They dress their chicks up as garbage. Oh, dude, that's funny. That's funny, man. Thank you for that. They dress their chicks up as... and that could be funny if I'm calling back someone calling me human garbage.
Phobic, no. You don't wear a fucking mask! If anyone has a counter-argument, I'd love to hear it. Tell me why you should wear a mask on a plane while you're praying loudly. Anyway...
all right, so that ends that. So you guys remember the beginning. Let me get the next clip up. The Canadian. Okay, I'm trying to work on this LA bit about, I think it isn't that LA is getting crazier. I think people are just taking what they're saying more, if that makes sense. Just watch this bit and then we'll discuss it. Hang on.
I lived in LA for 12 years, and it was fun for a while, but it got a little exhausting. This one I don't think people realize about actors is they're very dramatic. And they're also crazy stupid. Like, I once dated an actress, and in front of all my friends, she goes, someone goes, hey, I won't even say her name. They're like, hey, who's the president? Like, fucking with her. I was not happy about that. Come on. Don't do that to her. But who's the president? She goes, of the world? And like two of her fucking actress friends were like...
shit, sorry.
And I was like, no, she sees the world different.
What the hell's going on? Sorry about this.
Like, that's how she sees the world. And this is the one I couldn't get past. She thought there's a tea in pizza. I'm a creative person, you know, I have a lot of flaws. I know that sometimes your brain loses bandwidth when it goes in different places. I get it. Of the world, you know, Picasso probably couldn't tie his shoes. But pizza, you know, there's signs all over town. Like, I'm not a great speller. I don't know how to spell restaurant. Like, I don't know where the U goes, the unnecessary U. And it always underlines it. It's like, no suggestions. I'm like, you can't fucking guess restaurant. Like, I know there's a U somewhere. But pizza? And I was like, my buddy's like, there's signs all over town. I'm like, Maybe not her town. He just goes, all towns. And that's adorable in a way, you know? Like, I like dramatic and dumb people because a lot of times they're fun. But now they're getting really, really entitled, which I didn't see coming. Now everything's a social thing. And they think they know shit. That same chick is now talking about, like, the Secretary of State. Like, they don't fucking know anything. Like, Jimmy Kimmel's like, this is what I think about healthcare. I'm like, you're retarded. Hey, it's true. He's like, guns are... I'm like, bro, I've seen you puke on your own dick.
Okay, so... this one has some legs, but it needs some work. It just needs different examples. That pizza story is 100% true, by the way. I dated a girl that thought there was a T in pizza, and as a horrible speller, I'm a horrible speller. I couldn't get past that. Because I wanna make actors in LA appear less like evil geniuses and sinister, which is kind of like what they can be portrayed sometimes, and more like what they are, which is just morons. And, yeah, let's just go through this and discuss.
I lived in LA for 12 years, and it was fun for a while, but it got a little exhausting. This one I don't think people realize about actors is they're very dramatic. And they're all...
I thought that would get a laugh. I still don't know why that didn't. I was like... the thing people don't realize about actors is that, I should say dramatists. The thing people have to remember about dramatists is they're very dramatic. And for some reason, calling them dumb didn't get a laugh either. And they also, I either have to go be kinder about that one or be like way bigger.
Oh, crazy stupid. Like, I once dated an actress, and in front of all my friends, she goes, someone goes, hey, I won't even say her name, they're like, hey, who's the president? Like, fucking with her. And I was not happy about that.
I don't need to watch the whole thing. It's getting a little annoying. For,
yeah. And this is the one.
The other world.
Because I'm a creative person, you know, I have a lot of flaws. I know that sometimes your brain loses bandwidth when it goes in different places. I get it. You know, there's signs.
I could cut all that.
Over town.
That's the funny. The funny part is all over town. Maybe not her town. All towns. That's the joke. And then the next part. What is it?
You can't fucking guess restaurant. Like, I know there's a U somewhere. But pizza?
I'm cutting that.
And I was like, my buddy's like, there's signs all over town. I'm like, maybe not her town. He just goes, all towns. And that's adorable in a way, you know? Like, I like dramatic and dumb people because a lot of times they're fun.
I should say easily tricked. I like dramatic, dumb people because they're fun and they're also really easily tricked out of their pizza.
But now they're getting really, really entitled.
Because that, I think, is the point of this joke, is it's not that these actors are, like, eccentric weirdos who get over dramatic. It's that people take them seriously. That's what's annoying right now. Like, that people take Jimmy Kimmel seriously. And the example of Secretary of State was wrong. I should have said the dossier or something that's more dramatic.
Which I didn't see coming. Now everything's a social thing. And they think they know shit. That same chick is now talking about, like, the Secretary of State. Like, they don't fucking...
Yeah, that'd be fine if it's like the Russian dossier, like... Russian collusion. I could mispronounce it. Russian cabrusion.
Know anything.
Like, I wonder if Donald Trump was eating pizza.
Like, Jimmy Kimmel's like, this is what I think about healthcare. I'm like, you're retarded. Hey, it's true. Guns are, I'm like, bro, I've seen you puke on your own dick.
I don't know why I said that. I've never seen him puke on his own dick. I couldn't think of an example. I was running and gunning at this point. Alright, so that's that. Okay, so if anyone has any ideas, please comment it. And if you're enjoying yourself, subscribe and share it. Go for it. Alright, we got, this, I want to know, we have, should we just get right to Canada? I think we just get right to Canada. Because I got some other clips, but I can make it a two-parter. I can do it again tomorrow. Because I can't record tonight. My battery is dead, and I don't have a charger. Okay, Ron says, got a joke to try on you. Russia is like a fat chick in school that gave really good head. Everyone fucked with her, but no one wants to admit it. That's funny, because it's true. It's starting to show that, like, yeah, Russia's like the real big fatty that everyone fucked with and no one wants to admit it. That's a funny joke. It's very true. All right, what do we got here for Canada? Okay, let's just get right into Canada. I can't help myself. I can't wait. Which one's this? Okay, this is how the animus started.
What about Canada? Why is your entire population huddled up next to our beautiful country? 80% of the population is within 100 miles of America, and you guys keep talking shit. You're like, your fucking president's an Abercrombie model commie fuckhead.
He said, hello, I'm Justin Trudeau.
He fucking was sad when Castro died. Castro raped 20,000 women. Fuck Canada. I'm just kidding. I love the people. The people.
Wait, I think I jumped a gun here. I think that's a little, I wouldn't have done in that intense. Hang on a second. That's a clip after, because there's no way I was going in at her that intense. She was already talking shit. Yeah, no, that was later. All right, so here's the other Canada part.
Shit. I think Batman is like, every archetype is political. Do you guys lean more left or right here? Like, what's the vibe here? Left, right? Left?
Right. Yay, Canada!
What's that?
Yay, Canada.
You like Canada? You know they're having genderless babies there now? Did you know that? They're like, is it a boy or a girl? They're like, let them decide. It's like, but what about the dick and balls? It's a handcrafted fucking coaster. So, they're like, let...
Okay. In editing this, so that was the first clip. Then this is the second clip, the one that I was just playing you. And then there's the final clip. All right, this is a funny run. This is a big time roast. Here we go.
What about Canada? Why is your entire population huddled up next to our beautiful country? 80% of the population is within 100 miles of America, and you guys keep talking shit. You're like, your fucking president's an Abercrombie model commie fuckhead.
He said, hello, I'm Justin Trudeau.
He fucking was sad when Castro died. Castro raped 20,000 women. Fuck Canada. I'm just kidding. I love the people. The people are great. But the system is fucked. Because I live in northern New York, and you guys keep jumping the border when you got cancer and shit like that. We should build a wall up there and keep these fucking Soviets out. Because once that shit falls apart, I'll take Mexicans over Canadians any day. At least they work hard. These guys are going to be like, do you guys have croissants? Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so that's pretty hilarious. I want to turn that into a bit about building a wall between us and Canada, because because say what you will about the Mexicans, at least they work hard. The Canadians, and I love a lot of Canadian people, but they are so entitled, especially this lady. A lot of my animus was coming from the fact she just kept yelling. Thanks, Ron. At least Mexicans didn't dodge the NOM draft. It's true. It was funny. Yeah. Fucking Canadians. All right, so check this out. This is the final shot at Canada.
It's a handcrafted fucking coaster. So, if you've already watched the special, you can have it. Because there's no overhead on this, unlike this. Because they were made in Canada, which is socialist. is I can make these by hand. This is a true story. This is a true story. Hear me out. They walked out? Good. Making your way, being Canadian today. Can go fuck yourself. How arrogant do you have to be to come to our beautiful country and see someone as talented as me and still not be satisfied? They're up there freezing their asses off paying 90% taxes for fucking 9 month wait times on a fucking boner pill. It's a shit country. Anyway. And by the way, you don't think I want free healthcare? I didn't go to a doctor for my fucking gash in my foot because I didn't want to pay the copay that's huge, so I put a maxi pad on it. I just know economically socialized healthcare is a disaster because I think more than just myself, unlike the fucking Canadians. These maple leaf eating fucking snow monkeys.
All right. If snow monkey doesn't make you laugh, you have no pulse. All right, so that makes me laugh. I definitely was swearing a bit much, but, yeah, a bunch of Canadians after told me they were laughing a lot, because that's the thing, is that most Canadians like being made fun of. It's like a cultural thing, especially in the Northeast, and, so they might have just left on their own for some other reason, and a bunch of black people on the way out told me that I'm one of the only, white comedians they like. It was hilarious. It's such like a myth that you have to be like PC lefty fucking loser to get people to like you. Canadians would, all right, this is from Edward. Canadians would have to hire Mexicans to tunnel under their wall. Ha 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 ha. That's amazing. They really would. Canadians couldn't tunnel under the wall. All right, so that's going to be our section of why don't they laugh. I'm going to turn the normal chats on so we can all discuss all this shit. Thanks for being patient. I appreciate the super chats. That's very nice of you guys. All right, let's all chat though. Let's chat as a group about all the jokes. All chats are on. What we got here? No, PC is definitely not funny. All right, they like me. They really, really like me. My proudest moment. Oh, that was, who was that? Sally Field? FGM is like shrink rep, toiletries, show it hasn't been tampered with. Oh, female genital mutilation. Yeah, that's fucked up. Maybe they heard snow monkeys too many times already. I thought I made that up. The only other time I've ever heard, oh, thanks, guy. Threw me a fiver. Love how you critique your own work. You're a true artist. Oh, Johnny? Yeah, you know, if you don't. Well, the thing that bothered me the most of all those clips is how much I was swearing. A lot of times, and when I say I don't like saying and swearing. But, like, clubs, it's so hard to not swear because the crowd's so hammered. All right, if Canada was so great, why did they retire to Phoenix? Oh, I know. It's amazing seeing you use this platform to work your craft. Oh, I know. It's a blast. Rachel says, amen, Mantis. I didn't read the other one. Sweet interview on Tom and Dan. Oh, they were a blast. Hey, Rachel, how are you? Yeah, Tom and Dan were cool. Here's a good one. Canada. Oh, shit. I got to scroll. All right, here we go. What we got here? Here's a good one. Canada's like a loft apartment over a really great party. Oh, that is a good one. What do you know about intersectional feminism? It's awful. Gotta go soon. More of these. Oh, yeah, I've done hundreds of these. If you go back to the Why Didn't They Laugh archive. Sean, love Feed the Bear. Oh, thanks. The Castro bit got dark, bro. I know. It did. I had a friend whose mother was raped by Castro. It's a true story. This girl I was friends with in Kansas City. And that always stuck with me. And the thing about being raw or just going off the cuff, which is what I do a lot. Oh, a dossier with an exaggerated French accent. That's genius. A lot of times you come to like really, really awesome places, but sometimes it goes dark. Because in my mind, that's always been in my mind, the fact that Castro raped someone's mom. And that he did that a lot. Oh, my email is whydidntheylaugh@gmail.com. And so when things aren't pre-written, you have that honest vibe that people seem to relate to and I enjoy doing. But at the same time, every now and then you can say something off. And that's why I like to analyze this stuff. Laugh Department joke is direct Robin Williams lit rip. Oh, it's okay. So glad that that was on my YouTube recommendations. So glad this was on my YouTube group. Me too. I'm glad you're here. Subscribe to my channel. I do this all the time. When am I back in Lauderdale with Crowder? Well, Crowder lives far away from me. And I was fortunate enough to when I was touring, I was near him for several weeks, and we got to collaborate on a lot. But I know I'm thinking about that, Ron. It's just right now, financially and for a few reasons, I really can't. But so I got to work with him a ton, and then I flew down there and worked with him for another week, and it was just heaven. But yeah, I wish I could, buddy. That's a dream to just work with that dude, because he's also a great leader. I'm so happy you helped Crowder write. The show is great. Oh yeah, because I'm like in art, you know. Hang on, you and Crowder are amazing together. Oh thanks. Yeah, because I'm on the right politically. I don't lean right. I'm on the right, but personality wise, I'm fairly liberal. Not. Like, the word liberal meaning the bad side is being disorganized. The good side is being very, I don't know, a little fucking crazy. I don't know. I don't even know what these words mean anymore. But I think it's a good addition to Crowder because I can bring him ideas that just come out of nowhere. And he's such a good actor and performer that it's really fun seeing some of the shit come out of his mouth, because I think he does it better than I would do it. I love your bit with Colton Wade. Oh yeah, don't you dream? Don't you dream? So, Owen, what was it like dating a Hollywood actress? Did you witness the bubble firsthand? Oh yeah, I've met Harvey Weinstein. You don't understand, guys. I've seen some shit. Like, I keep scratching my nose, and someone said to stop doing that. I have allergies right now. And my nose is really itchy. Type B personality. Well, this is, my wife calls me a type A minus personality. Like, I'm type A in the sense that I'm a workaholic, and I can learn classical music with work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm type A in a sense, but I'm type A minus. I'm type A, but at the same time, I'll just, like, just do crazy shit. These chats with you are really nice. Oh, thanks, Maureen. Cheers to you. Hello, open. Owen, hope you're having a fantastic day. I am. If Americans are part, your wife is awesome. She is. You're saying the libertarian utopia being pre-colonial Native American seriously stuck with me for a few days. It was brilliant. Thanks, man. So what do you guys want to talk about? This keeps saying I have a bad connection. So if chats aren't going through, I apologize. What advice would you give to someone wanting to start in comedy? I don't know right now. If I started right now in comedy, I think I would have quit. That surprised me because you're so creative. What, that I'm type A minus? I have an A minus personality. Well, the diligence of the conservative in me, you know, which is good at managing work and seeing, you know, that's like Adam Carolla has a great metaphor. Oh, I'll give you a fail in a second. Yeah, I don't understand libertarians who want to illegalize abortion. Are you one of those? No, I don't want the state involved in very much. I personally don't. I am not for abortion personally, but I don't want state control over, because this is where I disagree with some of my conservative friends. We agree that abortion is bad, but at the same time, I don't want the government to start regulating a human body, even though I believe that the unborn child is a human that needs protection. But at the same time, I think the slippery slope argument can happen on the right as well as the left. The right, I think if you start regulating too many things, it would become crazy. And if you disagree, that's fine. It literally doesn't, it's fine. I think a lot of times, like, if you share similar values, you can just disagree on policy. Are you open to any artwork or show posters? Yeah, of course. Yes, man. Well, the only argument I have is that not having the abortion is also an option. Yeah, I highly encourage people to not have abortions. I think that, you know, I think that life is sacred. And it's, Crowder has a great argument for that. He said, I am pro-choice, except the choices are contraception, adoption, abstinence. He goes, I'm just not pro-killing babies. And I'm like, that is a great argument. All right, if abortion is made illegal, we have to provide support in other ways. Well, I think there's a lack of, there's a need for children, you know? Even if you look at it from the cold perspective of economics, there's a high demand for humans. You know, I would adopt a child. Me and Amy have been trying to have another kid now for 6 months. And in my mind, I'm like, I can't believe anyone would ever abort anybody. People shouldn't take the piss out of it, but sometimes it is necessary. Yeah, I mean, there are times. That's the thing. Is there, that's another place we disagree. Like, I don't want, I'm not in the business of telling other people how to live their life. I just know what I feel and what I think. And I am against abortion personally. But that, I don't feel like, I'm not in the position, I don't have the personality type to say you as well should be. Because I don't know. I just don't know. I've heard. Yo, I'm back. Yeah, no, I'm back. Quick, use Super Chat to revive him. That's hilarious. Planned Parenthood hacked him. Well, I think Planned Parenthood's got to go. I think that, like, to make abortion corporate is it's almost like the private prison system. You know? I think it's like you don't want to incentivize people to... This is a stance I've had for years, by the way. One of the first jokes I ever did in college. And this is... One of the first jokes I ever did in college was, I was like, what I don't understand is it's almost like abortion clinics are trying to get people in the door. I'm like, Planned Parenthood, it's like, if he doesn't pull it out, we will. I'm like, these fuckers have jingles. That's the thing that made me start really, because I've never thought about abortion in my life, because I was never around children. I've never gotten anyone pregnant until my wife. And when I saw the heartbeat in the fetus, it was like really, it made me feel real nauseous that like someone wanted, yeah, it made me feel really nauseous. It says not for profit, but it is for profit. Of course, Planned Parenthood's for profit. All nonprofits are is a way to avoid paying taxes and a way to get free money. Do you think that people that that do abortions all day long aren't for profit? Then I got a bridge to sell you, my friend. All right, what else you guys want to talk about? I feel like abortion bumps people out, but I don't want to ever avoid topics. I think it's death for society. Even if I lose fans, or even if people just go, I am not going to support Owen Benjamin anymore. I seriously can't. Oh, is a shit bad time to learn about Wi-Fi spots? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, buddy. Let's try over here. I'm going to sit on this couch. Like a gentleman. All right. Is that working? Hello. Oh, I can't stand when comedians just preach it. Maybe try audio only. Oh yeah, I can do that. How do I do audio only? I'm on my phone. Yeah, no, I can't do that. Can you talk about MGTOW? Yeah, go audio only. I don't have that option on my phone. Planned Parenthood seems to be like 9 month fetuses of body parts. Yeah, those dudes are doing it for profit. That's all I'm saying. All right, you guys seem like you're getting bummed out because it's going in and out. Like a Mike Bay movie with the quick cuts. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, I know abortion's not a fun one to talk about, but I'd rather lose fans than than have no topics, because I think it's cancer for society. Your dad sucks dick for profit. All right. I'm so hungover. How did I end up here? I don't know, Angelo, but welcome. You lost a fan but gained a friend. Technical, my ex-girlfriend had an abortion. I get why she did it, and I'm not mad at her, but I still wish I had a kid. I think I would be a cool dad based solely on my shitty jokes. Man, that is a creepy angle, Joseph. Good call. That's sad, man. That just sounded, I'm sorry for you, man. The bridge thing is cute, but it doesn't change the fact that no one is profiting from, I don't feel like arguing about this, honestly. Have you ever thought of Jordan Peterson? I love Jordan Peterson. Halen just got in with our granddaughter. Oh, that's awesome, George. Yeah, your granddaughter's Walter's age. We've got to set up an arranged marriage. We'll get it going. Are loose fans over speaking a lie? Right. Oh, of course. Of course. That's something I think I've learned in the last year. Is nothing is worth living a false life. I watched Feed Bear last night and I loved it. Oh, thank you. I once had sex with a dog and got pregnant. Is it wrong? All right. Black Sam is trolling, but that's still pretty funny. Did you say you lost friends because you didn't believe kids could be trans? What was that like? I lost my agent and I lost all my touring. Who writes Crowder's lawyer's bits? Oh, that's Crowder. Crowder's a great writer. He's awesome. So is Not Gay Jared. They're all great. They're all so damn funny. Good times. Yeah, I think if you lose a friend because of how you feel about something, they were never your friend. They were your ally. Who's my favorite stand-up comedian? Probably Norm Macdonald. Just like Plan George. Jared is queer as a football bat. Is Islamophobia actually a phobia? No, it's not a phobia. You're not scared. It's like, is being a comedian even fucking possible? I'm trying. Do I like Anthony Jeselnik? He's a little... See, I like anti-PC shit. But sometimes he comes off as a little mean for no reason. Killing babies is a bad thing now. Why would you say that you shouldn't kill a baby? I thought the hippies... I missed that. I mean, the left wants to be able to have abortions up until birth. That's psychotic. That's literally psychotic. Ever text with your Asian doctor after that text? Herman, I'm going to be honest. I made up part of that. It's one of the only jokes I've ever done that isn't totally true. It was all true up until the very end. Yeah. I see fear in your eyes, boy, says Black Sam, the guy that just said he fucked a dog. Comedophobia is real, though. Kids can be trans, but it can be hard to tell. No, kids are not trans. And by the way, trans is a mental disorder. Oops. I screwed around and got a girl pregnant, but I wouldn't... Oh, what do we got here? But I wouldn't let her abort, even though I didn't want to be with her. So child support. And I never saw the kid, but I wasn't going to be a hypocrite. Good for you. Respect. Mad respect. HP is a blast this week. Do you like being more self-produced? I like being self-produced for sure. And you guys' contributions to the next Feed the Bear is huge. It's like unreal. I can do another special soon. About Islam and Burger's joke, maybe they throw bombs instead of ninja stars, which aren't as cool. And that's a real problem with branding. That's so funny. Are you saying kids can't have mental disorders? Of course they can have mental disorders. But it shouldn't be encouraged. It's like, if someone has OCD or, you know, hang on, from Sarah for Walter Dowry. Oh, George, you're too sweet to me, man. You're too kind. How is it legal to have kids' hormone blockers? It shouldn't be legal. Stance on pot, Rogan, Shafir, the Russian bear, and Tom Segura going off. Pretty great. This is my thing. I think I was raised in, I don't know. You're going to get far more subs very shortly. Anyway, what does that say? Good luck, Owen. You're going to get far more subs very shortly. Oh, thanks, QE. Would you do a Comedy Central roast? Not the way they do them. I would love roasting. I used to be a heckler to Renaissance Fair in high school. So I like that shit. But they don't do it well. You talk about Thomas Sowell ever. What do you think about Milton Friedman? I've never read Milton Friedman. I want to get into that. I've read everything Thomas Sowell's written. So he was my guy for economics. And the stream hitching again. All right, guys. I don't want to bum you guys out with the stream problem. I hate how kids are given drugs because of ADD. I know. I have like real bad ADD, and I never took any drugs as a kid. And I think it probably made me more creative. So, final words. If you have any ideas, I'm about to watch Friedman right now. About to hit the treadmill and watch clips. So write them on. Now less stream problems. Owen, is there a bit of yours you would ever want to see animated? Yes. Yes. Gotta go, everybody. Have a great weekend. Gotta do some loving. Oh, dude, George, you're such a good guy. I love George. Maybe I did find a good Wi-Fi spot. By George. Dude, George is such a good dude. It's crazy. He gave me a super chat tip to get like a new charger for my phone, and I actually got one, and it's insanely, I want George to adopt me too. And it's insanely helpful. When's the next stream? I try to do one every day. But, yeah, hit me up on Twitter. I do stop motivating. Yeah, will you DM me right now so I have your thing? Yeah, George is our grandpa bear. Dude, George is our grandpa bear. I'm not leaving until you guys hear that. I need everyone to know that George is our grandpa bear. George is our grandpa bear. The Wi-Fi is shitty, but George is our grandpa bear. Jordan Peterson is spamming some good news stuff. Good. Do I tweet too much? Do you guys think I tweet too much? I tweet a fucking lot. Am I overcharging your feeds? All right, cool. As long as you guys are cool with it, because I love you guys. I fucking love these streams. I love you too. I really do. Now you're good. All right, thanks guys. More. Yeah, I have a Snapchat. I never use it though. What's your Twitter? Owen Benjamin, at Owen Benjamin. And you can go, if you want to see my new hour special, it's at hugepianist.com or vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin. You can check out my newest hour special called Feed the Bear. And it's funny. All right, the stream's getting a little intense. Thank you, Rachel. I love you too. Do you own the Nord or rent? Do you own that Nord? What's a Nord? I don't mind your tweeting habits, but sometimes you seem really angry. I worry sometimes that you may not get your point across. As far as I'm concerned, you do whatever you want. This is the thing, though. The clips that you guys just saw on this live stream, think about if I wrote those words, it would sound very angry. When I'm tweeting, hear my voice in it, and you'll laugh. If you read my tweets as someone's voice that's an asshole, you'll be like, oh, he's angry. But I'm not angry. I'm just being funny and very direct. Which is, when you see me on stage, I literally was saying crazy shit on stage. And people are laughing and you're laughing. But if I tweeted that, it would sound insane. Like, my inflection is how I communicate as much as it is my words. Yeah, I've done a UK tour. I opened for the Impractical Jokers I know what you're saying. Well, this is the thing, bud, is I'm not going for dumb people. Like, I'm not trying to get followers or fans or collaborators that are stupid anymore, because it's so annoying to be around stupid people. So if the plebs don't get the joke or the point I'm trying to make, let them go. I like, seriously, burn that dead wood. So yeah, I've done my own UK tour, the Feel My Heat tour, and it was a blast. I taped Feed the Bear in Manchester, England. Hi Owen, I recently discovered your channel. Your stand-ups are hilarious. Oh, thank you very much. Hey Owen, any plans on coming to the land of giants? I'd love to, dude.
I'm part Scandinavian. I mean, I know every American says there's part something, but it really is true. That's why I'm so gigantic. It's drained. They don't care about you, so why bother? Well, it's also humor relies on intelligence. If you're not smart on some level, you can't really laugh. I get so defensive when people hate on you because they never want to get to know that this side of you. They're shitty people, Rachel. It's like a lot of people don't realize that offense, like when people say I'm offended, they're not offended. They want control. They want power. They want power that they did not earn. And that's what offense is. That's what offense. I'm doing Joe Rogan's show November 1st, and I'm doing Dave Rubin's show October 31st. Yeah, offense is a way for a dumb, weak person to try and seize control. Hey, Owen, I'm a brand new fan. Just discovered you this week. I love how you talk about true masculinity. It's needed for everyone. It's not needed. They say people choose mates with equal IQ levels. I bet your wife is smart. Yeah, my wife's a genius. She has her master's in structural engineering. And still wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, though. Because women like that shit. 6'7 is just a little over average here. That's amazing. Yeah, I would actually be able to hug people nipple to nipple. Herman says, takes the wind out of your sails. Which part was that? Are you smoking bud with Rogan? That's his first day off. Yeah, I think there will be bud being smoked. Because I don't smoke very much weed. And when I did Joey Diaz's podcast, I did one of his edibles. And I kind of lost my mind a little and like just walked out. How do we become less sensitive to offense? Opens the door for good comedy. We just have to fight through it. It's the time to be a man and just not care. Oh, and I sent you a message on Patreon. I'm doing Photoshop for John for your streams. If you have anything you want, I'd love that, dude. I'll hit you up for sure. Jordan just threw me a fiver. Thanks, buddy. It's a time to be male. It's a time to be able to say what you believe. And if people get mad at you, you just have to stare at them and be like, it's okay. I'll still be your friend. But I'm not going to, I love you, will you marry me? I'm already married, but I will YouTube stream comedy marry you. It's just a time, you're always going to get pushback. You're always going to get sensitivity. You have to literally just go through it. Like it's sticky, icky, something for your mind and soul. It doesn't matter what we do, they'll call us. Exactly. There's no end to it. Because this is the problem that some people on the right, you know, libertarians, conservatives, people that were liberal in 2010 that now, hang on, someone has a question. Last question, then I will leave you. All my friends seem to think I'm just the angry guy over this stuff and that I seek out stuff to be angry about. How do you stay calm concerning this stuff? Okay, that's the ultimate irony. Is you have to not get angry at them for saying that. Like, be angry at ideas, be angry at problems in our society, fight for what you believe, but when someone calls you angry, the worst thing you can do is be angry at that, because it'll ironically prove their point. So I suggest someone says, you're angry, just say, no, I just care, because that's really what it is. It's not about being an angry person. It's about caring about shit, because our life is very, very, I'm going to show you guys one last bit. Because I was going to do this on another stream because I wanted this to kind of stay focused on one theme. But our life is very valuable, and time is the most important thing in the world. And I went on this little rant, and I want to share it with you guys real quick. Here we go. What do we got here?
With the Bills. Are you guys poor?
Just real quick, what happened is as soon as the Bills dropped, they stopped laughing. Even the shit I knew worked. So this is what happened after.
You are. Fuck. Now I feel bad that you got Bills because you just all look sad. Because there's a lot of cities where the Bills are like, yeah, no, this joke's great. You guys are like, fuck! That's all right. If anyone needs help, right? You do? I can buy you a drink. Anybody wants a drink? Can I buy you a drink?
Just
I'm not rich, but I make bad calls. Which is just as good of a...
This is saying bad connection again. Can you guys see this? The 18% beer... The 18% beer was Dogfish. Sorry for scratching my nose so much. As soon as this stops saying bad connection, we'll finish on this, because I only have 5% of my battery left anyway. Come on, good connection. Come on, good connection. Come on, hotel Wi-Fi. I'm trying, yeah. All right, let's just bang this out.
I lost you with the Bills. Are you guys poor? You are. Fuck. Now I feel bad that you got Bills, because you just all look sad. Because there's a lot of cities where the Bills are like, no, this joke's great. You guys are like, fuck! That's all right. If anyone needs help or anything, you do? Can you buy a drink? Anybody wants a drink? Can I buy you a drink? I'm not rich, but I make bad calls. Which is just as good of a place to be as rich. I mean, rich people think that they fucking... Some of my friends that are the richest work the most, and I never understood that. Like, I have a buddy worth $100 million, and he can never hang. I'm like, dude, come on, let's hang. He's like, dude, I gotta work. I'm like, bro, you won like 20 years ago. Tap out, bud. You're done. You're done. He's like, I want a legacy. I'm like, Julius Caesar took over the whole world, and he got a salad. Ah! What the fuck do people think is at the end of that rainbow? Nothing. Just more stress. Like, if I was a billionaire, I would do funny shit with it. Like, right next to Best Buy, I'd open up Pretty Good Buy. Just to see what the fuck people did. Why don't they do that? They're always like, no, we need $1.1 billion. I'm like, bro, you need like $7,000. Anyway, now don't get me wrong. I respect rich people as long as they know how to, that money isn't the only currency. Time is a much more valuable currency. So, time is everything. Time is the whole fucking deal. You try and get rich, you get more time. Being rich isn't the goal. The goal is fucking freedom, right? You have so much fucking money that you can be like, I don't need to talk to you right now. I'm going to go fucking stand at the top of that mountain and whack off and eat strawberries. And no one can tell me I can't, because that's the point of money. It's freedom. It's not about fucking ownership. It's about ownership of your own time. Ah, fuck. All right, anyway.
All right, so, I'm grabbing the George's external. All right, buddy. Time to plug this into my phone. This was from George super chatted me to get one of these chargers, and this is about to save us another 10 minutes. There we go. Julius Caesar also got a month and assassinated. That's a good point. He also got a month. That's a great month. I wonder who, like, November was, because I feel like November's a shitty month. See, look at this shit. This is all from George. Oh, and check out Anchor Batteries. I have one that can charge my phone 5 times before I need to recharge it. I will. Dude, look at this baby. He also got a faggy haircut in the late 90s. Who did? Julius Caesar? Yeah, he did. He did get a faggy haircut. That looks like a vape. George taking care of business. Dude, Grandpa Bear George. I love Grandpa Bear. The Caesar cut. I like the, instead of the Hitler cut, I'm going to get the Goebbels cut. I'm going to be like, yeah, can you give me the Goebbels? And I'd like a Stalin mustache. And I'd like a Mao Zedong pube trim. How's your ask injury? It's, it makes it so I can't really run. So I'm about to hit the elliptical. It's a bit of pain in the ass, but things can be worse. Doesn't he also have it? All right, November is just a cock block between Halloween and Christmas. What a great quote. Even though Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday next to Christmas, is so much pressure. Barbers. Guys, I got to bounce. Real quick, do you think Antifa is going to try anything on the November 4th protest? Probably, but they're a bunch of fucking losers.
the pube fade, him wear glasses would be such a good look. Look, I'm going to get a Hitler cut, a him wear glasses, and a Goering pube cut. Yeah, I want to make a pube sharing forum, call it YouPube. You should do that. I want to do the pedophile joke you had yesterday. I didn't have the balls. What did I say yesterday? What was the pedophile joke? Had a roommate in the Marines who shaved his pubes into a Hitler stash. Ah, that's great. What was my pedophile joke? They'll be too busy putting their butt plugs in. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're butt plugged up. Haircuts, salads, and birthing styles. What a legacy. Well, I think the cesarean was before him. The dispute that led to the Lincoln assassination started from a Thanksgiving dinner. Whoa. Any new on the JFK files? So far, I haven't seen anything. The roasting of Canada the day after I advise you to watch Letterkenny. last comic advice. Give me a gimmick like Gilbert Gottfried's voice. Well, you could do Jimmy Fallon and just always sound like you have a horrible secret and you're giddy that no one knows it. Just go, hey, no way. I'm Jimmy Fallon. And that's good, right? What's up? Hey, what's up, Scott? I'm just waiting for my pedophile joke and then I gotta go. The nail clippers joke? The Walgreens joke? No, he said I did it yesterday. And I don't know what I did. Was it the Walgreens joke? Where I go into Walgreens trying to get a pedophile and it's about cutting my toenails? Rest in peace, Jimmy. I can't, he's only a good citizen. F. Panice. That was a fuck costume with Crowder, right? That was you in the fucker. Jimmy Fallon is channeling a golden retriever's thoughts. Oh, that's hilarious. A golden retriever that's secretly gay. He's a golden regaver. Oh, me yesterday, the pet being foot filed, eye contact, one of your jokes from stand-up. Oh, yeah. Are you going on the cruise? No. I was on last year. All right, cool, guys. So, again, how funny a Jew, an autistic man, be as funny as you. You're the man. Gaten retriever. That's great. Well, I really appreciate the love, guys. You guys keep me company on the road when I'm lonely as fuck. Like, I don't think people realize how lonely the road is. It's so lonely. More like golden receiver. Ah, that's great. Two peanuts are walking down an alley. One's assaulted. Yes. Well, another Canada joke idea. I go, Justin Trudeau. Maybe like, more like Justin True Don't. Yeah, no, the road's super lonely. And I feel like you guys, like on Twitter and YouTube and shit, this is becoming so fun. The internet is finally fun. I finally understand the internet, why it's fun. All right, so if you haven't seen the new special yet, it's at hugepianist.com or vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin. I'm going to let you guys in on a little something. I'm making a children's book with my wife. We're going to parody children's books. I wasn't going to tell anybody, but I feel very warm and cozy with you guys. Instead of the Giving Tree, I'm in Orlando right now. I'm doing the Orlando Improv this weekend. I'm at the Orlando Improv tonight. Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. But instead of the Giving Tree, it's going to be called the Trading Tree. And it's all about how we should have just sold apples and grown more trees. Because my wife is an unbelievable artist. So she can draw like Shel Silverstein exactly. So we're going to do, and it's going to be all about how what was I going to say? Oh, if gays come out of the closet, where do lesbians come out of? I would say a Subaru. Yeah, I did tweet it earlier, but I'm actually making the book. Like my wife's drawing the whole fucking book, and I already wrote it all out. Can I read this? Can I go to my notes? Or would that mess it up? Yo, Caleb, I'm in Orlando. All right, so I'm going to read it. If I get off this, will it still work? Okay, guys. Could you still see me when I was saying, could you see me now? Because I really want to read you guys this shit. Could you see me? I really want to read you the Trading Tree. Okay, I'm going to read you the... No, but could you see me before? I'm going to have to do it on my computer.
Shit. What did I just say? What number did I just say? Did you guys hear the number I said? Caleb, I'll put you on the list. I'll get you free tickets, bro. Just DM me. I'll hook it up. You don't even have to buy them. Oh, no number? Yeah, I can't do it. Shit. That's a bummer. Because I, like, wrote out a whole new children's book. Instead of The Giving Tree, it's called The Trading Tree. And everyone gets way... Everyone gets, go on the laptop. Oh, it's not on my laptop. I wrote it in the notes on my phone. It's all right. I'll do it another time. All right. Can we call Owen's hotel and complain about the Wi-Fi? They don't care. It's Orlando. They don't give a shit. Yeah, it's like, and the boy and the tree, it's the same almost up until the apples. And the boy took the apples and he goes, and they go, but boy, the tree goes, but boy, I have 10 more apples. And he goes, it's okay, tree. I don't want to hurt you because you provide apples. And so then he sells 8 of his apples and he uses the seeds from some of the other apples and they trade some of the apples to learn how to get into horticulture. And he grows more apple trees. So then the tree has friends. The tree has friends. So the tree isn't lonely anymore. And now the boy is growing more apples so he can lower his price from 10 cents an apple to 8 cents an apple. And now he outcompetes the other apple tree orchards. And then the boy brings her pear trees and fig trees. And before you know it, they have a whole orchard called the Boy Orchards. Are you staying in a retirement community? This would be an awesome... Oh, dude, because every book I read my kid... it's like either communist or really codependent. And so I want the giving tree to have a better relationship. So I want the tree to provide the boy apples. Then the boy has a lot of respect for the tree and uses those apples to flourish and grow more trees that she can be friends with. And then at the end, he finally naps under her and play. And then he brings other friends that help him collect the apples. And they swing on her branches, so now it's not just the boy. It's special when it's the boy, because she loves the boy, and the boy loves the tree. But, yeah. They are, like Crowder says, communist overtones in children's books. And some of the old trees are made into paper to print this book. That's, God, I love you guys. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys are so smart. There's no capitalist children books. I'm going to make a whole series of capitalist children's books. Because it's true, if the boy had just stopped at the apples, do not cut down the tree. You're not going to remake The Giving Tree with an all-female cast. That's hilarious. Yeah, but you grow some pine trees for the books because pine is, they grow faster. Apple trees grow very slow. I'm currently growing 4 apple trees. It takes time. Rush Revere by Rush Limbaugh is a good... I'll read that. It would fuel the entrepreneurial drive. Yeah, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. We should... Because it's accurate. It's accurate. It's like that boy and that tree would have had a much longer, more profitable relationship if he had just grown apples, reinvested into more apple trees. I have a code for interactive book app if you want. Oh, thanks for the 2 books. Yeah, email me. whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com or Twitter DM me. Am I coming to Michigan? Yeah, I'm setting up a tour right now. I'm crowdfunding a tour. Like, you guys can buy tickets like before I even book the shit, and then I'll give you a free extra ticket and like a hat and shit on my website, hugepianist.com. Pianist. Huge pianist. Because what... Dude, John, let's hook up a Vegas... show. You fucking know all the venues and shit. Let's do that. So, because I'm not doing clubs anymore, so I'm going to use that money ahead of time to rent a theater or a rock club or something. And then, so I know I can get there, I can then sell tickets, and then the people that help me crowdfund will get free tickets. No, I'm going to have children's books by Christmas. I want us to start giving our children literature that doesn't turn them into fucking Soviets.
All right. I love you guys. I really do have to go. Do the JBP did for the biblical series. Yeah, because my mom teaches children's literature, but she is not like one of these psychopaths. She hates The Giving Tree. She likes Lafcadio. I like Lafcadio. Lafcadio's sad. Crowder brought me here. Oh, thanks, buddy. Leftists talk as if the economy is static and fine. I know. They do, right? They think that it's this... Oh, don't even get me started. If you grow the economy, you can surpass debt. Like, if you just grow the entire economy by 1%, you just ate your deficit. It's brilliant. They don't realize that the economy is... They think gender is fluid and the economy is fixed. How hilarious is that? It's like gender isn't like the economy is fluid. You can make your economy bigger. They think that, and the government should be smaller. Yeah, they really do have it backwards. They have everything backwards. They literally are backwards people. They literally are backwards people. Like they say, okay, Donald Trump is a fascist. The cops are KKK, so you should give them all your guns. I mean, how does that make sense to anybody? That's an irony. That's a contradiction in logic. Exactly, dude. All boats rise with a rising tide. A rising tide raises all boats, and that's why I don't feel the guilt that I felt originally for crowdfunding comedy specials. If you want to donate, go to hugepianist.com. Because for those of you that saw Feed the Bear, it's comedy that you enjoy. It isn't Amy Schumer and Aziz Ansari. It's like you get to contribute to a culture that will grow. And I will bring in more comedians. And I will write more books. And I will do all this shit. And then we will grow our culture so that we don't have to be on the outside and feel like no channel on television or nothing on Netflix represents us at all. When you first pointed that out, my brain almost short-circuited at the thought people actually believe that. Which part, Herman? I was just on a bit of a rant. It is. It's our culture, though. That's the beauty of what we're creating right now, is we are all part of a culture that we love. That's why we love talking to each other. That's why my YouTube subscribers go up over 1,000 a day. That's why my Twitter's up 25,000 in the last month and a half. Because it's not that, it's that we all are in a culture, hang on, the guns rant, Trump, Hitler, police, KKK, now give up your guns. Yeah, but Herman, it's a fact. That's what they're saying. It's, they're literally, no, it isn't dying.